Tonight, sir, I want to discuss the topic of davening, which is, I think for many people, like a confusing time. Not really sure what to do or what not to do. We're going to talk about Chazaras HaShatz. For many people, it's when they catch up on a lot of things. They catch up on the daf and they catch up on the Shtayim Mikra. But we're going to have to discuss this evening, is that necessarily the right behavior for learning during Chazaras HaShatz? So what exactly is Chazaras HaShatz and what should we really be doing during Chazaras HaShatz? The real question, or maybe even the beginning of the sugya, is what exactly is Chazaras HaShatz? What exactly is the purpose? What's its role? What it's supposed to be accomplishing? So if we look in one of the early sources that discuss the concept of the Chazaras HaShatz is actually a Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the fourth parak, towards the end of the Masechta. The Mishnah over there is discussing, obviously, Rosh Hashanah, but it talks about over an interesting machlokes Tanakam and Rebbe Gamliel. The Mishnah says over there, Kishem Shashliach Tzibur Chayiv, just like the Shliach Tzibur is Mechoyiv in davening, Kach Kol Yochiv Yochid Chayiv. So to each and every individual, likewise, has to recite the Malchiz, Zechariah, and Shoifus. Rebbe Gamliel Oimer, no. Shliach Tzibur Moitis Harabi Midech Havasin. Rebbe Gamliel says, why? Why should it be that each individual has to say it? Let the Shliach Tzibur be Moitzim. So Rebbe Gamliel is of the opinion that the Shatz can be Moitzi are Chiyuvim, and the Tanakama says, no. Each and every person has to say it himself. So the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah has a long discussion back and forth between Rebbe Gamliel and the Tanakhama. And the Gemara makes a comment, Omru loy Rebbe Gamliel. So they asked Rebbe Gamliel that you hold that the Shatz can be mighty the whole crowd. So Lidvarecha Lamatzibur Mispalin. So the Gemara asks, so why do we even bother davening? Let the Shatz take care of it. We can all sit down. We'll all listen. And we'll be yaitzeh with this premise called Shemei Koina. The same way Rebbe Gamliel held that the Shatz is mighty the Rabbim, why can't he be mighty all of us and we never have to daven? So Amalahem, Rebbe Gamliel said to them, Kedei Lahazdir Shliach Tzibur Tfilosin. To be misader, so that Shliach Tzibur can be misader his tefillah first. Whatever exactly that means, and this will have some major halachic ramifications going forward, that there's some significance of having what we call the Shtila Shemen Esrei, have first the Quiet Shemen Esrei, where everyone davens, and then the Shliach Tzibur will have what he calls his loud Shemen Esrei. So Amar Lehem Rebbe Gamliel Devareichem. So Rebbe Gamliel turned the tables. He said, according to you, Tanakamba, Loma Shliach Tzibur Yodlef Ne'ateva. If the Shliach Tzibur can't be Maitzi anyone, and even after the Shliach Tzibur davens, everyone also has to daven, so why do we even bother having what we call today Chazaras HaShatz? So Amar Lehem Kedei Lehoitzi Ev She'enei Baki. To be Maitzi those who can't. Those that are not experts, they're not familiar with davening. They don't know how to pronounce the word, so they can't daven. So then the Shliach Tzibur comes in and he can be Maitzi those who can't. However, the implication of the Gemara is, anyone who is a Baki, which means he's able to read himself, he shouldn't rely, not only shouldn't, he can't rely upon the Shliach Tzibur's Chazaras HaShatz, and he has to say it himself. So Amar Lahem, Rebbe Gamliel said to them, Kishem Shemoitzi Hashein HaBaki, Kach Moitzi Es HaBaki. Rebbe Gamliel's tying it back to him is one second. If you're willing to accept the notion that the Shatz could be Moitzi somebody, his tefillah has the power to be Moitzi in any Baki, so let him be Moitzi a Baki also. So we have a back and forth, Machlokes over to the Tanakam and Gamliel. How far does the role of the Shliach Tzibur go? Can the Shliach Tzibur be Maitzi everyone and anyone? Or can he only be Maitzi in Enei Baki? So, this is the Mekar Pashtus of the whole idea of Chazaras HaShatz, where the Gemara and Machlokes back and forth. Can the Shatz be Maitzi? Or the Shatz can only be Maitzi in Enei Baki? The assumption is that most of us today are considered Bikim, as long as we know how to read. And even though we'll see, it's not so Pashit. Today you have many people that are either just becoming from or on their way to becoming from. They can't read Hebrew. They're in Enei Baki. They don't know how to read Hebrew. And Yakut Yosef, Ravad Yosef's son's Sefer, he makes an argument maybe slightly different. Maybe an Enei Baki means someone who doesn't have the proper Kavanah. We had a share here a few months ago where we spoke about what's the proper kavanah you have to have for Shemana Esrei, to the point that according to some Rishayim, it's even ma'akiv if you don't have that kavanah. So he wants to suggest that maybe many of us today are any bikim because we don't have the proper kavanah. He then points out if that's the case, so you can't just put up any person to be the Shatz. You have to make sure that the Shatz, who's going to be the Shatz, has the proper kavanah. If you just put up any guy who's willing to down for the Omid, so you defeat the purpose, because he's not Mechavan anyways, because he doesn't know he's supposed to be Mechavan. So he writes, and this is brought down by many, that you're supposed to have a Shatz who understands this. So when the person's leading the Kehillah, he should realize that he's supposed to inject into the Tfilos kavanah. But in any case, this is the end of the Gemara. The Beis Yosef quotes a very interesting piece over here from Rambam, that the obvious question is, what exactly is the purpose today of Chazaras HaShatz? If it's clear from the Gemara, it can only be Moitzi in Enei Baki. We'd like to assume most of us are Bikim today, so why do we bother doing it? Why don't we skip it? Can you imagine how much time we'd save if we can cut out Chazaras HaShatz? Right? We'll skip the halachas of Shas. What's it there for? If it's only there to be moitzi the ein b'kiyum, so most of us today, by and large of us are b'kiyum, most of us daven on our own. So what do we need the Shas for? Let's skip that whole part of davening. So the Rambam addresses this question. The Beis Yosef quotes Rav Ujraham, that quotes from a Rambam in the Pe'er Hador. The Rambam, you know, wrote Shiloh and Tshuvos. So he writes like this: Kahal she'espalnu v'kulam b'kiyum b'tfila. Everyone knows how to daven. Like I'd say, majority of Orthodox communities today. Is there a purpose for having Chazaras HaShatz? Why are we wasting everyone's time? Everyone knows how to daven. Everyone daven themselves, and let's move on. And he answered, says the Rambam, an interesting svar. He says, you're right. In theory, we should skip Chazaras HaShatz. But we can't. Once it became a takonas chazal, that this is what we do, now, the reason was to be mighty the Eina Bikim. Now, today, Baruch Hashem, we don't have too many Eina Bikim, but Eina Chanami, it doesn't matter. At the Kana stage, it can't be thrown out. Even though there'll be no one in the Kehil who needs it. Nonetheless, just like we know in the old shuls today, you see it, you don't see it in Shtiblach anymore, but just like there was a minhag brought down to make Kiddush Friday night in shul to be mighty those people who don't have Kiddush, even though you'll say today, come on, no one sleeps in shul anymore, everyone gets invited and everyone has a place to go. So nonetheless, that takana stays, that's where the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Ochel Shabbos. So Dr. Ram, I'm sending her also. So you're right, there really is no good reason for why we do Chazar Shashatz. Because you're not being mitzi anyone, and a baki can't be mitzi. Let's say you have a guy who shows up to shul one day, he's just too lazy. Doesn't want to daven. He's not in the mood. So I'll say, new shatz, have me in mind. It doesn't even work. The Gemara says he's only mitzi and ain't a baki. So he can't even be mitzi through the shatz. And the rest of us are bikim. So why do we need the chazar shatz? Says the Rambam, you're right, we don't need it. But just because the reason is no longer applicable, you can't throw out the whole idea. That's the Rambam's understanding of why we have to have chazar shatz today, even though we're all considered bikim. One could argue there might be in every shul there might be one or two, every minyan, one or two ain't bikim. Some Lutaka doesn't know how to daven. But I think for most of us today we'd say, come on, everyone knows how to daven, so why do we need it? The truth is, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he has a different svara to why we need Chazar HaShatz. And he says we need Chazar HaShatz because we need Kedusha. How else are we going to get to Kedusha? He writes over number four, Umikomokim Yesh Lohavim. The Echit Tikin will spal bechinam, Kesha ain't tzarech lo. The other way, similar to the Rambam. The whole Chazar Shatz is Brachas Levatolis. The Shatz gets up and recites the whole Chazar. For what reason? To be Moitzi in Eina Baki? There's no Eina Baki in him. So he writes, Achu Adover, the Mitzvah Chazar Shatz Behechrich, Gam Beloitam, the Eina Baki. He says, because as it is, we wouldn't be able to skip the whole thing. As much as we'd like to, we wouldn't be able to skip the whole Chazar Shatz. Why? The Hainu Gimel Rishonis to Kedusha. We'd still need the first three for Kedusha. And we need the last three for Berchas Kehanim. That's why even if you make what's called a Hecha Kedusha, you don't just skip the whole thing because you want to get to Kedusha. You can only get to Kedusha after you have the first brachas. So you have to at least do the first brachas. By Mincha Tam, you don't care about Bechas Kehanim because there's no Bechas Kehanim anyways because people ate and drank and therefore they're not allowed to do Dochen anyways.
When was the Kedusha was instituted the same time that
I'm not sure if it was the exact same time as the Antrik Nesagdeil. Again, the Shemoneh Esrei was, the way we have it, was made up by Antrik Nesagdeil. It's the times of Mordechai. We're going back a long time. So I don't know if that's when Kedusha was, but the way they set it up is that it has to be done during these brachas. So if you want to get to Kedusha, you have to have the first brachas. So you have to have at least those. Zog to Aruch HaShulchan, so we already have to have some form of a Chazar HaShatz. You want to know why do we need the middle of Chazar HaShatz? So Zog to Chazar, says Aruch HaShulchan, Ach b'pnei eini boki uchroch l'takin shatz yach z'kol ha'tfil. And because of those few eini bikim, that's why you had to have the rest of Chazar HaShatz. But the beginning and the end of Chazar HaShatz, that you needed to have no matter what. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over in number five, La'achar she'sayim la'atzlibur tfilosan, after each person does their own private Shemoneh Esrei, Ya'achzor shleich tzibur ha'tfil, then the shleich tzibur repeats his. Now, yesh mi she'oimer, she'em yesh mi she'en yedeh le'espalo, yechav l'mashu oimer v'yotze bo. Why? Because if there's someone who doesn't know how to daven, he'll listen to the shleich tzibur's Chazar Shashatz, and through the magic of Shemea Ka'ina, he'll be yotze Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'tzarech oisay sheyotze b'tzivah shleich tzibur l'chaven l'chomash omer shleich tzibur mereish v'atzif." But if you want to be yotze with the shleich tzibur Shemoneh Esrei, you have to listen carefully to every word from the beginning till the end. Ve'enei mafsik ve'enei misiach. You can't talk and you can't answer things. You have to be totally focused. And here's a very interesting halach. U'poseya shalosh psias la'achayiv k'adim shemespal la'atzmai. And when you were to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you were to take three steps back as if you davened yourself. So writes the Mechaber, which means, if I were to be Yoitze from the Shliach Tzibur, let's say someone's an Enei Baki, which we pass in his Yoitze through the Shatz, his Shliach Tzibur, through the Shatz, the Chalos HaShatz, when the Shliach Tzibur finishes, this individual would likewise take three steps back as if he died. So writes the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is, it's not so poshut. We're going to see that this is really a big machloikis Rishonim. If someone was being Yoitze through the Shatz, would he also take three steps back? We'll see in a second what's it tell you.
The Mishnah.
Right. That's a different question. But we'll get to in a second what this is telling you. The Mishtabura points something out very important over here. He writes, Aval habaki ein yoytze. If someone's a baki, he's not yoytze with the shliach tzibur. Afilu b'dievet b'tfilu the shliach tzibur. Even b'dievet, doesn't matter. The guy shows up to shul one day and he's not in the mood of davening. So he just sits there and listens to the whole, sits there with his finger on the place, and he corrects when the baal tefillah pronounces the words wrong. That's how baki he is. He's not yoytze, because you have to daven yourself. Says Mishnah Berurah, Afilu b'shein a baki, ein yoytze, nothing to do. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, an interesting halacha. What happens if you're a real ein baki, a guy who's just becoming from, or just becoming Jewish, whatever you want to call it, he has no idea how to daven. He has no clue. Ein baki. So what does he do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, but v'tzarech sheyavim b'lashan ha-chodesh. He has to at least understand Hebrew. He might not be able to speak it, a funny situation. Right? The guy understands Hebrew, but he can't speak it. Which means when he's listening to the Chazos HaShatz, he understands what the Shatz just said, he just can't get the words out himself. He has to understand, but he has to understand what he's saying. Dim loy kein, says the Mishnah Berurah, if he doesn't understand Hebrew, loy mahani afshe shemeh meshech tzibur kol teva. Even if he were to hear every word, and he's listening with the most kavanah to whatever he thinks he's hearing, he's not yoytze. Which if you think about it, we just cannot empty the pool of Eina Bikim. We kept on saying, oh, an Eina Baki is a guy who's just becoming religious, but then he doesn't understand the Hebrew either. Unless he's an Israeli who's just becoming religious, but then he'd probably be able to speak Hebrew himself. Very small group of people that would be relevant for this group that doesn't know how to say it, but can understand.
But
yeah.
You say in many cases that
that's the problem. That's the kasha. So many achrayim point out, Abraham Kanievsky and others, that it's a steamer in Mishnah Berurah. If you look at number 7, there's a Mishnah Berurah over there in Hilchas Zimun, talking about by benching. So there the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yesh poiskim shesoyvim, shabaloshan ha-kodesh yotza oidim yichavasi b'shmiya, af api she'enem even haloshan. There's a magic to Hebrew, that when it comes to Hebrew, even if you don't understand the word, but you said it Hebrew, then you're good to go. Hebrew's magic, that as long as you got the words out in Hebrew, even if you don't understand, you yotza.
It's not the understanding.
What?
They're not, I don't think they're focusing on the understanding.
No, he's over here, af api she'enem even haloshan.
No, there, I'm saying
Right. Meaning, but if it's Shemea Ka'ina, so as if, so then even though I don't understand the Hebrew, but it's as if I said the Hebrew words.
I had heard the correct word, not to understand the word.
Right, but the...
I distinguish that from just hearing it and having no idea what the word means.
Right.
That's the Lashon HaKodesh.
So, right, so here the Mishnah Berurah writes, in number 7, he writes that there's a voice in the hall that if it's Lashon Kodesh, Adam Yitzchak Vasai, Afo Pisha Inim Again. Someone benches for me, and I don't understand what word he just said. So I'm Yoytze.
Right.
So why is the Shliach Tzibur any different?
Because I thought what their focus was, the issue was not that he didn't understand the words, that he couldn't even comprehend the sound.
Well, Mishnah uses the same wording, Eine Mavin Lashon Kodesh, whatever that means. He doesn't understand the words. So yeah, when it comes to benching, if someone benches on my behalf, and I don't understand the word of Hebrew, but it's in Hebrew, we're good to go. So our Achrayim point out that why is there a difference between Shemana Esrei, Chazos HaShatz, and benching? So, no, the Achrayim tumble about, is there a difference between what Shemana Esrei is about versus what benching is about? But they point out there seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah to what the Mishnah Berurah holds with regard to benching to what he holds with regard to Shemana Esrei. Okay. If you look at number 8, the Bach brings down a machoikis between Rishonim and really Ga'onim about this three steps back thing. So the Bach writes like this. Taimoy, what's the reason? Even though I'm yotze through this magical lom that's called Shemea Kaina, that by hearing it, as if I said it, since at the end of the day, what's the whole idea which we spoke about months ago when we learned the sugya of why do we take three steps back? Because it's like an eved leaving his master. So even though you didn't say a word, but it's ki'ilu, you were in front of Hashem. So therefore, since it was lazif, you were in front of Hashem, you also need to take the steps back. Because it says the Baruch HaShem, because of Shai Ritzgei is Cholok, that the Ritzgei is argues. The Omar, and he says, Shekeshem Shishlich Tzibor, Poiter Mehat Tfilah, the same way the Shlich Tzibor exempts me from davening, Kach poitre mishalosh psiyas. He also exempts me from taking 3 steps back. So also machloikish b'shoinim, whether or not you have to take 3 steps back at the conclusion of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Bach has come to explain, why did the Yosef Cairo, why did the Shulchan Aruch rule, you have to take 3 steps back? Because he said, what do you have to lose? Machloikis, big machloikis. So, you don't lose anything by taking the 3 steps back. But what's the lomdusha underlining machloikis over here between whether or not you take the 3 steps back or not? So it's the old Chakira, and there's even a sefer. I found a sefer called Shemei Koine. It's the name of a sefer. Called Shemei Koine. A contemporary person wrote a very nice sefer. He goes through the whole discussion of what does Shemei Koine mean. So he wants to say, you know, in a very, very yeshivish fashion, that the machloikis Rishonim is telling the famous Chakira, what does Shemei Koine mean? Is Shemei Koine the pshat that when by my listening, it's as if I'm saying the words? That mamish, I'm talking, even though not a word comes out of my mouth, but somehow there's a magical chab called Shemei Koine that when I listen to someone else's talking, it's kilo I talked. So if it's kilo you talk, so then you have to take 3 steps back because you damage my nesrit. But if Shemei Koine is some magical chab that it's as if you davened, you'll get a check for as if you davened. So I didn't really daven. I don't have to take 3 steps back. That would be the simple way of explaining this machloekis Rishonim. There's more here to talk about, but not for a Tuesday night. But there's more to talk about in Lumdus over here. But that's the simple way of learning the machloekis Rishonim to whether or not when Shemei Koine, when I'm listening through him, as if I'm actually davening now, or as if I'm not davening, but somehow I'll get credit as if I daven. It's not only the 3 steps back. It's the same shot you have to bow by Moedim and bend your knees by the brach. It's the same type of shot. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes like this, even though we just got finished saying that we basically can't use Chazor Shashatz in our daily lives, and we have to continue to say it and have it in our davening, there is one time where we could use Chazor Shashatz. So, Machaber Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, in number 10, Misha Shachach v'layom yalav yov v'reshchei yishei v'chol shomayit. What happens if you forgot one of the things in davening that are makif? One of the things you have to go back for. Says the Machaber, so then, Yechavin Daiti V'Yishma Mishlech Tzibur Kol Shemayin Esrei Barachos Meroish V'Atzayif, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you forgot Yal V'Yovei, and whatever, you don't want to go back, you're not in the mood of davening again. So what you should do in that case is you should have in mind during Chazor Shashatz, listen to the entire Chazor Shashatz, make the bendings when the bend, and make the bow during the bow, and do 3 steps back, and you yaitze through his, even though you're a baki. And we just got finished saying earlier that a baki can't be yaitze with the Chazor Shashatz. For some reason, when it's regard to Yal V'Yovei or any other thing that requires a repeating of Shemayin Esrei, you could be yaitze through Chazor Shashatz. Now this needs a little bit more explanation. Why? You're a baki. Say it again. So this is hard to be masbir. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he tries to explain it. He writes, even though we have a halacha, that the only person that Chazor Shashatz works for is an ein baki. And this guy is a baki. He just davened a minute ago. Shani hachish espal el shoshachach v'lo hisker. Because over here he davened, but he forgot. Ulechein af opishu baki hashliach tzibur moitzio. He didn't really answer the question. He just explained the words. So it needs a lot more explanation. What is the pshat? Why could you be mighty a baki? This is really based on the Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah. Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah makes this comment that the Shulchan Aruch paskens lahalacha this way, that if a person forgets Yal V'Yavai, instead of having to repeat his own Shemoneh Esrei, he should just listen to the Shliach Tzibur's Shemoneh Esrei. Now, no one does this, right? Everyone knows they do it again. What happens to this Mechaber Shulchan Aruch? Before it's Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, no one argues, no Ramah, no nothing. If you forget Yal V'Yavai, no problem. Just listen to the Shliach Tzibur and go home.
Is yeah? There a benefit to do it this way? In other words, when you're saying the brachas, you're saying, making brachas, and Shem's name, thing, maybe by listening, you're not saying the
Shem's. But again, to whatever lomdus Shemei Koina works, so it's working here also. I mean, the same way back in the original instituting of Chazor Shashatz, this worked, so here also. So why does no one do this? So you'll tell me, you know why no one does this? Because the Shatz is not thinking it. The Shatz can only be Moitzi Me. If he's thinking, he's being Moitzi Me. If no one told the Shatz this, he doesn't do it. So Rav Moshe Sternbach and Rav Moshe reject this notion. They have a chiddush that they say when a guy goes up to the Daven for the Yomid, he knows that that's his job. Now, we all know that they don't know that. But that's his job. When he goes up to the Shliach Tzibur, he knows his job is to be Moitzi those who need being Moitzi. Again, I think if you tapped the average Shliach Tzibur on the shoulder and asked him this, he'd tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. I just got up there because Nebuch the guy has a chiyuv or because they asked him to and he's up there. But Halacha L'maaseh, Rav Moshe held and Rav Moshe Sternbach also feel this way, you don't necessarily need to have explicit
daf. The same thing with the
Amen, right. They use the svar that it's built in, whatever, you know, that's the lumnus. So why don't we do this? So the Mishnah Berurah writes at the end of number 11, he says, I'll tell you why. He said, but the Achrenim write, the mutav sheyachziv yispal ba'atzmai. It's better daven yourself. You know why? Right? Today we don't have so much patience to today. We're talking about in the late 1800s, Kol Shekein today. We can't actually sit through a whole Chazar Hashashat and listen to every single word and focus and pay attention. Maybe we won't pay attention. We'll space out. We'll think about something else. Then we're not Yotzer. Therefore, because of Abach v'Liyarabah, the Mashat Darke Levliyah Milas. Unless the Shlech Tzibur swallows words, Shlech Tzibur is not careful. So how can I be Yitz with Hishman Esrei if he's not careful with the words? So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Acharonim write today, best thing is do it yourself. However, the Moshe Shtemich has an interesting chab in number 12. He writes,
set off for why maybe you're not Yitz anymore.
Could be.
Yeah,
it's a problem. We'll talk more about the problem that I have in many shuls is the Moedim issue. What the Shlech Tzibur do to Moedim is they kill it, they ruin it. Right? Most Shlech Tzibur, when they say Chazas HaShatz by Moedim, so they'll say the first two lines of Moedim, and then they'll skip to the end. And they'll just finish off, Baruch Kel Oidois. But what are they doing? Again, you want to tell me there's no Einu Bikim in the room? Fine, I agree with you. But we still got to at least play it out. We got to make believe we're doing it right. The way you have to do it right is you have to say every single word. If you skip the whole body of the Moedim, how are you might say Einu Bikim? If someone needs to hear that, they don't hear those words. So. That's right, that's correct. Any time there's going to be an issue, that it becomes a problem. Yeah. That's why I think people don't want to be saying on the shots. So Moshe Shtemich says, what happens if you have a situation where you're mesupik if you need to repeat Shema Nesrei? Right, today, I'm always nervous. Did I? Didn't I? Says Moshe Shtemich, then you can rely upon the shots. Because since the whole thing's a suffix anyways, again, Me'ikar Adin the Shulchan Aruch says you can rely on the shots. We're just nervous that you won't listen or the shots won't listen. But if you know the shots is a good guy, he knows the halachas, and says Moshe Shtemich, and you're mesupik, maybe I don't need to go back anyways, he says in that case you can use the Shlech Tzibur's Chazar Hashatz. The Mishnah Berurah tells us what I was just mentioning earlier about the Moedim. People don't realize this about Moedim. He writes, it's a Mefurish, number 13. He says, I am a safer Birke Yaisi Damasik. Again, if you're doing Shemei Kaina, you're not going to say Moedim Darabonin. Do Shemei Kaina. He says, V'inna Shenoigim Eza Chazanam Leimer HaMoedim B'tchilase B'lachash. He says, today it's up some minhag now that when they repeat Chazar Hashashat, they say Moedim quietly. So now you can't be Yaitz anymore. Where did this minute come from? And you're right, it's a time where everyone else is talking, because everyone else is reciting Moedim Darabanan. The idea of Chazar Hashatz was for an Einei Baki. You have to say it at least somewhat loud, that 10 people can hear. So I think people have two different ways they do it. Either what they do is they wait for everyone to finish, and then they start from the beginning, which is fine, or what they do is they say it out loud, which is what I sometimes do when if I'm down for them, I'll say Moedim slowly and out loud. So at least someone can hear the reading of Moedim. But we have to take this as serious as it can be. Now you'll tell me, oh come on, we don't really need it today because we have Einu Bikim. You're right, maybe. But at the end of the day, we're not throwing Chazar Hashatz out the window. So we have to make it as serious as we can. I remember I was at a chasana and I was writing up Tanoim. So I wanted to know, could we put Kroivim as the Edom on the Tanoim? I said, the whole Tanoim today is such a joke because everyone's not backing out. So let's put Kroivim already down. You know, the whole thing's a game. So someone told me, listen, we want to make it as serious as it could be because we're trying to make it real. So here also, even though an Einu Bikim we don't really have, but we're trying to make Chazar Hashatz look real. So if you're going to make it look real, it has to look real. Looking real means you have a Moedim that every word is recited. So I think people are not careful with this, and it's not correct that we have to be more careful when we're davening for the Amid, when we recite Moedim, we have to make sure we recite the whole Moedim loudly that everyone could hear. The Mishnah Berurah writes over here, an interesting halacha, that even though we just got finished saying that we don't use the Chazan's Chazar Hashatz for our own chiyuvim, there is one time where you may use it. Mishnah Berurah writes in number 14, the ain dai shecham the shmeich tzibur. He says, but in a case where you have to make up a tefillah, says the Mishnah Berurah, the ain dai shecham the shmeich tzibur. Lots is baba shul atzma the tashlumin. Let's say a person needs to make a makeup davening. He missed mincha. He was busy. He had an oynus. He missed mincha. So now he needs to make it up. So he decides instead of me davening another shmeich tzibur, I'll just listen to a Chazar Hashatz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't work except. There's one exception. If you were making up a Ma'ariv, because as it is, since Ma'ariv is only Rishos, so if you were making up a Ma'ariv, so then you'd be able to use the Chazar Hashatz of the Shliach Tzibur to use it as your makeup for Ma'ariv. So let's say a guy missed Ma'ariv one night. He went to sleep early, wasn't feeling well, he missed Ma'ariv. So he comes the next day, he's got to make two Shemoneh Esreis. So it says Mishnah Berurah, he can use one, he'll listen to the Chazar, says, Shatz is Shachris, and that will be his makeup for the Ma'ariv that he owes. That you could do. It sounds like it's only b'dieved yotza, but that at least you are yotze, as opposed to a shachrus or a mincha that you can't use the chazaras hashatz for a backup tefillah for your own chiyuv. So it's not clear how much we can really get out of the chazaras hashatz on a practical level. The question now is why does Sheikh Tzibah have to daven twice? He davens his quiet tefillah and then repeats it out loud to the Yotzei Nebikim. So why don't we just have one tefillah? What's the need for two? So the Rosh Hashanah says, it's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah we saw. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said, yeah, we do it because we want him to be, as the Gemara says, l'hazdish l'ach tzibur tfilosei. We want to make sure that he has like a practice run. So he does the practice run once when it's a quiet Shemen Esrei, right? And then he does it out loud for everyone else. That's what the Rosh Hashanah writes over here for the difference. Now, one could make the argument that that Gemara was talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah davening, you're not familiar with. Right, that's words that you don't normally see, psukim that you don't really read. But the daily Shemen Esrei, come on, you say it so many times. Maybe there's no reason for it to be misadet filasa. You know it already. Nonetheless, we assume that it doesn't change. That even, he says, because you have emsadet tzibura. Even though you can recite Shemen Esrei by heart between me and you, but when you're up there for the Amid, you get nervous. People get scared. So since people get scared and they get nervous, they need that chazara, they need that repetition. So that's why we have the Shtilah Shemana Esrei first. But halacha l'maisa, the Shliach Tzibur himself cannot be yoitza with his own chazara shashatz. He has to say it. Meaning, why can't the shatz say to himself, okay, I'll just be yoitza with my own repetition? The answer is he's not yoitza. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's explicitly number 16, he's not yoitza with his own. He has to say his own Shtilah Shemana Esrei, and then he could repeat chazara shashatz for the Tzibur. This is a very famous machloikis achrayin between Rav Moshe and everyone else. To let's say you have a shliach tzibur who's davening and we'll call it a nusach svard minyan, and he's a nusach ashkenaz fellow. So what does he do for his quiet Shemen Esrei? Obviously for the loud Shemen Esrei, he has to follow the tzibur's tefillah. What about for the quiet Shemen Esrei? What does he do? So Rav Moshe paskin the nigger is Moshe. Rav Moshe says he has to do whatever the tzibur is. Why, said Rav Moshe? Because what's the reason why he does his tefillah in the first place? Is so he should get familiar with the words. So if we want to get familiar with the words, he's got to use the words that he's going to say in a few minutes. So if he's going to use his own nusach, and then when he says the Shemen Esrei aloud, he's using a different nusach, how's he practicing? So Rav Moshe paskins in a tshuva, and he goes, Rav Moshe paskined that you have to say your quiet Shemen Esrei has to be the same that you're going to use for Chazor HaShashat. Most Achrayim disagreed with Rav Moshe, and the one I put on the page was Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed with Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, come on. Today we have Sidurim. Today we have other ways of getting it clear. He could say his own private tefillah the way he wants, and for the repetition, he'll say it out loud. So this is an ongoing, very popular machloikas achrayim, very negayat to people who daven in a different shul than the regular nusach. What should they do? According to Rav Moshe, even in your quiet Shemen Esrei, you have to say the nusach of the shul. While according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Melech Yitzchak, and many other achrayim, when it comes to your private Shemen Esrei, you could do whatever you want. When it comes to the public Shemen Esrei, then you follow the minhag of the shul. That's the ruling of Rav Shlomo Zalman versus Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, being that we just gave that whole introduction to what Chazaras HaShatz is really about, so what are we supposed to do? Us Bikiyim, who daven our own Shemen Esrei, we can't even be yoitze with the Shleach Tzibur Shemen Esrei if we wanted to. What are we supposed to do during Chazaras HaShatz? You know, it's like downtime. Like, what are we supposed to do during this time? So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here number 18 like this. When the Shatz repeats the Shemen Esrei, HaKohol Yesh Lehem Lishtoik. Okay, the first thing is they have to be quiet. Okay, step number one. Got to be quiet. That's a difficult one to get people to be quiet. Secondly, Ulechavin Lebrachot Shemavarcha Chazav Lanas Amen. You have to have in mind, have kavanah to what he's saying, and answer Amen after it. V'mein Tisha Mechavin Lebrachosav. If you don't have nine people that are doing this, you could have a packed minion. But if you don't have at least nine people that are listening to the words and answering Amen, it's very close to being a shayla of a brachal batal. L'chein, says the Shulchan Aruch, kol odom yase atzmai ki elu ein tisha zulasai. Everyone should come to shul assuming there's no one else here, everyone else is out to lunch, no one else is listening, I must make it my business to listen and to answer Amen. V'yichavin l'birchas achazin, and have in mind to the bracha of the chazin. So, it's very clear from Shulchan Aruch, what we're supposed to be doing during Chazaras HaShatz is listening to the words and answering Amen. Then the Ramah writes an interesting halacha, which we'll talk b'lineder more about on page 3. Not only do you have to listen, have kavona, be quiet and answer amen, you got to stand as well. So writes the Ramah. So the question that now arises is, what about learning during Chazar Shashatz? For many people, this is a great time to catch up on all the learning of the week or the day. Is it permissible to learn during Chazar Shashatz? So the Mishtaburu quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes over here, Chuvas, my Rami Panawa. And he writes like this. B'tshuvas Marami Panuah Anoshim Shaloimdim Be'ez Chazor Seshas Atfila Oim Tachnunim. On those people that learn or say Tehillim during Chazor Seshas, in Mechavnim L'Soif Habroch Alanis Amen Kero In Limchus Biyadim. If they have at least enough whereabouts that at least at the end of each bracha they pipe up and think about what they're hearing and answer Amen, Ein Limchus Biyadim. Don't be meicha them. Don't yell at them. Now this doesn't sound like exactly an endorsement for learning during Chazor Seshas. It just means that if someone's going to learn during Chazor Seshas and he has at least enough idea that at the end of each brach he has to stop whatever he's learning and pick his head up from the sefer and listen to the shats and answer Amen. No, you don't have to yell at that guy. Says the Magen Avraham, Avo b'sefer vavei amudim kara tagra aleim v'chemash m'mashe kosev. But the Magen Avraham ends off that no, not everyone agrees to this tshuvas mirami panava. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah number 20, he takes a very strong opinion on this. Mishnah Berurah says this: Al kein yesh li zoyim miloimer tachnunim or ilumod beis chazor sashatz. Person should be careful from saying tehillim or from learning during chazor sashatz. Va'afilu mechavnim l'sefer brachas lanas amen kiro. Even if you know that you have to, you know, like the tshuvas merami panawa, you know you're supposed to listen to amen. Why shall I tell amen yisayim? You want to make sure there's a lot of things a person can do wrong with an amen that he can ruin the amen. Kemoish is bar. Gam lo yafeim, it's still not correct. Why? Shem haloimdim yifne lelimudim. Because if all the learned people are going to spend the whole Chazor Seshas learning, amehar is yilmudu mehem. So everyone says, oh, the rabbi is learning, so I can learn also. The difference is the rabbi knows what he needs to do to make this work. The rabbi knows that at the end he has to answer amen properly, but the other guy doesn't know that. So he watches the rabbi and says, oh, it's good for the rabbi, it's good enough for me. So he learns the whole Chazor Seshas, never picks up his head, never answers an amen, and that's not correct. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yilmudu mehem shleil hazm l'shech tzibur, v'yasku b'sicha b'telech has v'shalom. Now that they'll say from the rabbi, oh, the rabbi, his learning, right? That's because that's what he likes to do. So I'm going to do what I like to do. I like to shmuz. So if it's okay for the rabbi not to pay attention, I'm also not going to pay attention. And then I'll end up talking. Nimtzu machtin as a rabbi that leads to causing the community to sin. So clearly the Mishnah Berurah is very, very clear, without a doubt, that Chazor Seshas is not a time to catch up on Daf Yomi. It's not a time to even say Tehillim. It's not what it's for. Chazor Seshas is a time for sitting, listening, and partaking in the tefillah, listening and answering Amen.
What about davening?
Pasha is the same thing. It's anything we'll see. It's other things. You're not even collecting tzedakah, wrapping it film. We'll get to all that in a few minutes. It's not people just look at Chazor Seshas like that downtime, like that break in the action to catch up, do what you need to do. It's not correct. It's not the time for checking emails during Chazor Seshas. The problem is you have people say, no, I don't learn during Chazor Seshas, but instead I'll check my phone. It doesn't make any sense, right? You shouldn't be doing anything. You're supposed to be, we'll see later, Mishnah Berurah Pasuk, you're supposed to be looking inside. You're supposed to be going through the siddur with your finger on the place, which very few people do today. But Rav Moshe has another very famous tshuva that everyone quotes, and it was Moshe Chelek Dalet Simen Yutes. Rav Moshe also discusses learning during davening. And Rav Moshe writes like this: Avlin is daiti niradu hurakish ikar asar shashayim lechazor seshas. First of all, said Rav Moshe, if you don't have 10 people answering amen, you got big problems. So the first thing is you got to scan your group and see, okay, what's my group like over here? Do I have people that are with the program, not with the program, know what to do, and not what to do? Or sometimes you get caught in a minyan mitzumtzum. That means it's a bigger chrys to dive in the minion with exactly 10. Because if not everyone is answering amen, you have problems. So if you have 30, 40 people in the minion, so you assume someone in this 10 people somewhere got to be doing it. But if you dive in a minion with tzumtzum, it's a problem. So Rav Moshe writes, so then it's a problem. So Rav Moshe, if you don't have 10 people answering, then you're not even allowed to learn Maker Adin. So Rav Moshe writes at the end, also you can never learn, even if there's 100 people at the minion. Why? Because of the Magen Avraham. So Rav Moshe rules very clearly, and Rav Moshe was a person who obviously loved learning and spent every waking moment of his life learning, and he's telling us that we're not supposed to be learning during Chazor Seshas. Rav Ephraim Gibla has a great tshuva. I only thought copied a small piece. It's a long discussion of various Gedolim's issues about those people who learn during davening. And I quoted what he quotes over here from his grandfather quoting Rav Chaim from Brisk. And this is a great line. Rav Chaim said that Shoma She'echad Ayin B'Chazor Seshatz V'Hagrein Reb Chaim Omar Loi Achar Tefillah. Reb Chaim watched the person learning during Chazor Seshatz, and Reb Chaim went over to him after and told him like this: Him Hasmodo Shulcho Kol Kach G'doylo. If you're such a big masmid that you can't put the sefer down during Chazor Seshatz, Efshe Limtzo Yizman Lo Modachar Kach. You'll find time to learn afterwards also. Right? The people tell you, Pasha, I can't. I need to learn during Chazor Seshatz. I can't go more than 10 minutes without learning. Yet when davening's over, they don't open the sefer for 10 hours. Says Reb Chaim, if you're such a big masmid, you'll find time later. That was Reb Chaim's response. Then he quotes from Reb Shimon, right? The famous Goyin Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said like this. He says Reb Shimon used to learn 18 hours straight. right? So those people thought Reb Shimon was just a goyin and he wasn't such a masmid, okay? Reb Shimon used to learn for 18 hours straight. And he writes from a Talmud of Reb Shimon that he never once saw Reb Shimon learning during Chazaras Hashatz. Never once. So we're clearly seeing that there are people that were big masmidim. Reb Moshe was clearly a big masmid. The Chafetz Chaim, they took Torah very seriously. Nonetheless, they found that Chazaras Hashatz is not the right time for learning. And therefore, they didn't learn during Chazaras Hashatz. Okay? So it's probably not the right thing to do to learn during Chazaras Hashatz. So what else should we do during Chazaras Hashatz? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah all the way back up between number 19 and number 20, the Mishnah Berurah writes something that is also not widely done today. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you're not even supposed to take off your tefillin or wrap your tefillin during Chazaras Hashatz. Many people, when they put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, so they take it off during Chazaras Hashatz. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not correct. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'loike elu hacholtzin tefillin derashu menich Rabbeinu Tam take off la'ach kedusha shoshman esrei." It's not right, because you're not supposed to do anything else except for following during Chazaras Hashatz. Okay? They go to any Chassidish shul, they're all doing that. They all take it off during Chazaras Hashatz. Everyone's doing it. No. That's just because that's when they decide to take off Rashi upon Rabbeinu Tam.
Isn't there, I'm saying, with those that hold Rashi only, which is Ikar,
right?
But isn't there an Indian to keep that on to the end of the
Davening
anyway?
No, right. That's always a question of when to put on Rabbeinu Tam. Some people I know will put on Rabbeinu Tam by Mincha. Or maybe after davening they'll put on a better time, right? But the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here that those people who do make the switch in the middle, it's not right to do during Chazaras Hashatz.
How about Chol HaMoed? You know, people.
Right. That's the same Shaila. So that's why the people should try not to wrap it at least. They take it off, maybe it takes a little less, but to sit and wrap it, that's also not correct. Then there's another Mishnah Berurah that many people don't know about. The Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchos Tainus. In Siman Tovkuf Samach Vav, number 23, the Mishnah Berurah writes, They used to make an announcement that on Yom Tanesim you should give tzedakah the value of your life. Not during Chazaras Hashatz, kimevalvulim v'tzarech l'shmei l'hashatz. So some people see from this Mishnah Berurah you're not supposed to collect tzedakah during Chazaras Hashatz. Many shuls have a minhag that when they go around collecting Chazaras Hashatz, that defeats the whole purpose. We're supposed to be focusing on everyone here's the money changing and they're exchanging the dollars and the coins. It's all business. You know, it's not right, says the Mishnah Berurah. This is the time we're really supposed to be focusing on our davening. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about a shaila, which is interesting. Many shuls you see that during Chazaras Hashatz, people will come up and ask the rabbi shailas. I've seen this before in many shuls. For some reason, they'll ask the rabbi a shayla during Chazaras Hashatz. So the Chasholchan writes in number 24, he says, you're not supposed to talk Sichas Chulin during Chazaras Hashatz. The Imsach Gedoyli Ova Minisoya. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person talks during Chazaras Hashatz, it's very, very bad. And he says, you're not even supposed to talk about learning. Why? This is the great line. Dizman Torah L'chud, Uzman Tefillah L'chud. Everything has a proper time. There's a time to daven, there's a time to learn. And yeshiva guys have a hard time with this. The two don't get mixed in. Just like you wouldn't start davening in the middle of second Seder, you shouldn't be learning in the middle of davening. The two have two separate times. Omnon, harav hayeshiv al kiseh hara. Let's say you have a rav who's paskening shas, kishashoyle mimenu sheila ba'ez chadash hashatz, mutter u'mechuyiv l'anis. The Aruch HaShulchan was a dayan. He knew what this was all about. He says, you're mechuyiv to answer the shayla, assuming it's a pressing shayla. Obviously, the guy's coming to ask the rabbi about, in 3 weeks, I'm going away for Shabbos, and I want to know what to do. Don't ask it during Chazaras Hashatz. If it's a shayla that's mamish pressing, you need to know right now, game time decision, then you ask the rabbi. But other than that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, no talking, no divrei Torah, nothing. Chazaras Hashatz is not the time for shmuzik. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes in number 27, that he quotes Achreinim, she'av b'chazaras Hashatz nochinu, she'yeh sidur pasuach lefonav, the sidur should be in front of you, you should be following along. This is a real madrigal. Most people you see Chazaras Hashatz, they have 5 svarim on top of the sitter. And they have to like dig this sitter out when it comes to Maidin Darabona because they have like, you know, they're preparing Shekloli, right? I'm not sure who they're giving it to, but they're preparing it, right? At least it looks like it is. They have 20 svarim on top of the sitter. They got to dig the sitter out when it's time for Maidin Darabona. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not the right thing to do. You're supposed to have your sitter on top and that's it. Follow along the words. So the Debrit Sina Rav has a tshuva over here where he discusses collecting tztaka during Chazaras Hashatz. Many shuls are very machmir. They don't let people collect during Chazaras Hashatz. They only collect during Asher Valtzin. In yeshiva, that's the way it is. You don't collect during Chazaras Hashatz. You collect during Asher Valtzin. Because that's not the time for collecting tzedakah. So he says he remembers back in Europe, back in Hungary, they used to do during Chazaras Hashatz because it was quick. They put the money down, the guy come and took it. Today he says in America, it's a whole exchange over here. They're exchanging 20s and 10s, a whole business deal. You think you're on the floor of the stock exchange over here. Everyone's changing this. It's a whole business. He says, that's not right. What you should do is put your money down, let the guy come and take your quarter, your dollar, and move on. It doesn't have to be a whole back and forth conversation. That's what he writes about Chazaras Hashatz. So it's definitely not the time for learning. It's not the time for taking the hillim. It's not the time for taking off tefillin. It's also not the time for necessarily giving stock unless you could do it in a way that doesn't stare everyone else. You know, the guy comes around, he makes this loud clap with the pushka, the whole shul shakes. You wonder what's he doing over here. That's not the right thing to do. Okay, what about standing or sitting? So the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, if you go to page 3, the last page, the Rama writes like this. Everyone should stand during Chazar Shashatz. Why? Why do we have to stand? So Mishnah Berurah writes, Behatamom, Shekivan Shemechavne V'shoim Meshlech Tzibur V'shemeh Koine. Because again, we keep on using Shemeh Koine. U'ki'ilu Mispalim Ba'atzim Dami. It's if I myself am davening to the extent that the Mechaber ruled you have to take 3 steps back. Therefore, you have to stand also. V'kach ha'yeminek ha'kadmoinim. That's what the early people used to do. V'achshav ba'avineseinu harabim. And now, today, people sin. Kol echad ha'isek ividayit. Everyone does what they want. U'mehem yeshiv u'meisichim. It sounds like a mishabu. It's not the right thing to do. But today, already people sit. But it sounds like the right thing is to stand for chazar shashatz. However, if you look in Yakut Yosef and you look in Ibshlam Zalman, they already are already melamed chus on most of Klai Yisrael that don't stand for Chazar Shashatz, even though the Ramah is pretty clear, the Ramah says he's supposed to stand. And Yakut Yosef writes clearly, quoting is from his father in Chuvas and other places, that it's mutem ikar adin to sit during Chazar Shashatz. But he ends off, v'hamachmir tovei lebrach. Someone wants to be machmir, it's tovei lebrach. So the truth is, the right way to approach Chazar Shashatz is standing, sitter open, finger on the place, and not doing anything else. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that he thinks the minhag is not like this Ramah. He thinks that he found the Me'iri in Soita, that's mashma, not like that. That's mashma, you're allowed to stand, you're allowed to sit for Chazar Shashatz. And he writes, so at the end of the piece, Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, "Du'ulai gamba hagois min hogim." Even the source of the Ramah, which is the sefer called hagois min hogim, "Ulai loikosev ze elul chumr ba'amah." Maybe even that was only a chumrah, but me'ikar adin, you don't have to stand. Others disagree, and they say, no, you really should stand. However, if you have a person who doesn't stand well, especially a person who has an ailment, who just stood for the whole shtil shman esrei, now you want him to stand for chazar shashatz, that he doesn't have to do. But most people rule that a person should try to stand for chazar shashatz if he can. If he spends the whole time thinking about how much pain he's in, so that defeats the purpose, he should sit down. But me'ikar adin, it seems to be that most achrayim rule like the Ramah, that a person should stand. But again, if you have someone who sits for Chazar Shashatz, he has who to rely on. Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yosef, and other Paiskim that were makel to sit. There's rayas. If you look at number 5 and 6 and 7, he brings some interesting rayas that you don't need to sit. So here's one rayas from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma talks about one of the Amoraim who used to stand up during Chazar Shashatz at the end of Chazar Shashatz. I mean, stand up, you're supposed to be standing the whole Chazar Shashatz. So you see, you don't have to stand for Chazar Shashatz. If you look at number 7 very quickly, Yakut Yosef, he quotes from earlier Achrayim, that already in their days, people used to sit for Chazar Shashatz. He quotes from the Levush Mordechai, he quotes from the Teres Chaim, that already, you know, we're already going back to 1700s, 1800s, already the minhag was that people used to sit for Chazar Shashatz, not like the seemingly ruling of the Ramah. So I guess there is weird to be makel about sitting during Chazar Shashatz. There may be what to be makel about learning during Chazar Shashatz, that Chuvas Marami Panua that the Magen Avraham quoted, but it seems like the best approach to Chazar Shashatz would be to stand with the finger on the place and not really so much learning or any other focus. There's a very famous piece that people say over from Reb Yaakov, that needs a little bit of a background behind it, but let's just read it inside it. Number 8. This is from the Sefer Emes LeYaakov Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says like this, Nira, She'ikr takonat Chazar Shashatz ha'yisirak v'esa knesses. Reb Yaakov supposedly said that the ikr Chazar Shashatz was always made for shuls. Why? Because that's where you'd find in a bikin. But in a yeshiva, but that's everyone's knowledgeable, if not they don't belong in yeshiva. Then there was never a reason for making Chazar Shashatz. Why? Yeah. The Hossam, there's never any in a bikin. Says Reb Yaakov, yeshivas enam chayzim atvila b'mincha. That's right. Many yeshivas have what's called the Hecha Kedusha by Mincha. Because they never really have to take Chazar Shashatz in the first place. Because they never have any bikim amongst them. I guess it used to be people from the outside didn't come to daven there. It used to be only the yeshiva people daven there. Aye, so what about Shachris? Why isn't there any yeshiva in the world that has a Hecha Kedusha for Shachris? Says Reb Yaakov, Rak b'Shachris, Chazar Tfilah, Tfilah Beis HaMedrash. Why? Shem Smicha Gula Tfilah. Because you have to be Masmich Gula Tfilah. Now I would have answered because of the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Hashulchan said, you have to have the first 3 brachas. So this is the famous vart that they say over B'Shem Yaakov, and this is the reason why most people think today that yeshivas have what we call a Hecha Kedusha, because of this chashm. It was funny, 2 people were in front of me today davening, during Chazar Shashatz, talking about this Reb Yaakov. To me, I found it so ironic that now's the time to talk about it during Chazar Shashatz. But in any case, this Reb Yaakov needs a little bit of an explanation. When I used to be a Rebbe at Ateres Yaakov, so we used to have this minhag of doing a Hecha Kedusha all the time. So when we used to daven mincha on Sundays, when it was the end of the day, so we used to make our own minyan in the classroom. So I broke the minhag of doing hechidusha, because I thought, where are we going? We're going home to watch football. Why do we need to have a hechidusha? So I asked, they told me, no, it's Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov held yeshivas, don't do hechidusha. I said, okay, that's Rabbi Yaakov held yeshivas, don't do hechidusha. So I was talking to, I mentioned this to my Rebbe, Kalman Epstein, who was very close to Rabbi Yaakov. I told him what Rabbi Yaakov said. He told me, come on, Rabbi Yaakov never meant the halacha. Rabbi Yaakov meant this, once in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov was once in Eretz Yisrael. And someone was hacking my chaynik about the difference between yeshivas and shuls. And Rabbi Yaakov said, I'll tell you the difference between yeshiva and shul. Yeshiva has no amaratzim, and therefore there's no enibikim. He said he doesn't think in a million years that Rabbi Yaakov really meant halacha l'maisa, that's why you don't do a hechikidusha. He didn't think that was the pshat. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe not. But many yeshivas today that do hechikidusha is not because of this Rabbi Yaakov. The reason why they do hechikidusha has to do with the baron. When the baron came to America during the war, the baron said that here in America, every second is so precious, we can't waste any time. So that's why we can't have a full Chazor Shashatz. And all the yeshivas today in America that are all offshoots of Reb Aaron, of Talmidim of Lakewood, that's why they all have a Hecha Kedusha. In Europe,
do they do it then?
I don't know why they do it.
Lakewood, that's the only time they do it.
That's not true. Lakewood also does it during Hanukkah. Because it's based on the Taisvis, because Taisvis says that Alanisim is Pesume Nisa. So Reb Aaron held, you have to say it. But this is it. Someone told me, someone told me in Europe, even Reb Aaron and all those yeshivas all did full Shemoneh Esrei. It was only when a baron came to America and he saw this, the matzav of Klal Yisrael and Torah and all this, he felt every second is so precious, we can't afford to do it. But there are yeshivas today that still have a full chazor. And where I learned, Shara Torah, we still have a full chazor sashatz by mincha. So if you're looking for a minyan for mincha, don't go there, because it's going to take you longer. But any yeshiva today that's an offshoot of Lakewood follows a Reb Yaakov. But this Reb Yaakov that they say follows a baron. This Reb Yaakov, I don't know. My Rebbe wasn't so convinced that Rabbi Yaakov meant this halachal nice, but that's what Rabbi Yaakov said. That the reason why in yeshivas today they don't do hechidusha is because everyone is a baki, no one needs chazar sashat.